and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
W224EG Madison.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Chippewa Falls will decide this morning whether a boy accused of killing a girl last year will be tried as an adult or as a child. Lily Peters was 10 years old when she was killed. The defendant is now 15. He's charged with homicide and sexual assault. That would land him in prison for the rest of his life if he's convicted in adult court. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is operating under some new rules, Terry Bell reports.
The High Court's new liberal majority voted to reduce the powers of the Chief Justice Friday. Those responsibilities now belong to an administrative committee made up of two justices appointed by the majority and the Chief Justice. Administrative meetings are now open to the public. Those meetings are held to talk about budgets, court policies, and other issues. The court is also forming a committee to study when justices should recuse themselves from cases. Conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says the liberal majority held an illegitimate closed meeting to pass unenforceable policies. Liberal Justice Rebecca Dallet says the moves are designed to make the court more accessible and more accountable. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
U.S. Capitol Police want to set up a regional office in Milwaukee. Threats against members of Congress are on the rise. Congressman Brian Stile is the chairman of the House committee that oversees the Capitol Police Force. He says it's a good idea.
To be able to bulk up those resources to protect members, their staff, as well as the public, I think it's important that we make sure that we keep everyone safe.
Stile was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday. Other new regional offices would be in Boston and Texas. A Wisconsin congressman's confrontation with a group of U.S. Senate pages is an issue in his reelection campaign. Republican Derek Van Orden berated the teens last month for lying on the U.S. Capitol Rotunda floor. Democrat Rebecca Cook tells supporters in Platteville the U.S. Capitol episode is part of a pattern.
His participation in the January 6th insurrection. He then went on to harass a young librarian in the Prairie du Chien Library. He then went on to carry a weapon into an airport. He now has gone on to, so it's I think something that we've grown accustomed to seeing.
Van Orden hasn't commented publicly since right after the incident. At the time, he said he thought the pages were being disrespectful. Now that recreational marijuana is legal in Minnesota, Wisconsin Democrats are calling for legalization here. Wisconsin is now surrounded by states with legal cannabis in one form or another. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard is one of Wisconsin's leading voices for legalization. She says Wisconsin is missing out on the tax revenue legal marijuana could bring. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Members of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's tomorrow, August 8th, from 4 to 8 p.m. 10% of all proceeds tomorrow night will go to support programs and operation of the post. Stop down to say hello and help support your local veterans of foreign wars. Don't miss the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's youth production of the original comedy Toasted this weekend. They have shows Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2. Auditions for their first main stage show of the season, Blythe Spirit, are next week, August 14th and 15th at 6:30. The Rafters won yesterday after losing to the Woodchucks twice in their doubleheader Saturday. The game went into extra innings, but the Rafters came out on top 7-6 in Wausau. They head to Mequon today to start the first of a two-game series against the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-1 at American Family Field and ended up splitting the four-game home series at two games apiece. Milwaukee didn't score a run until the ninth inning. Pittsburgh starter Johan Oviedo gave up only two hits in seven innings to score his third win in a row. Manager Craig Counsell got questions of why he thought the Brewers could not get a hit against Oviedo.
He just made a ton of pitches, so the off-speed was really good. And first inning, we hit some balls hard, it felt like, and then after that, he was...
What do you think of the at-bats overall for you guys?
I just described it.
Brandon Woodruff retired the first six batters he faced, but gave up a pair of home runs in his return in five innings of work. The Brewers host the Rockies tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Braves 6-4 at Wrigley. The Reds lost to the Nationals 6-3. NFL, the Packers had their family night at Lambeau Field over the weekend, over 65,000 fans. Quarterback Jordan Love overthrew some deep passes to start, but connected later with Christian Watson for a touchdown. Love finished the night 11 of 19. The Packers are now down to three quarterbacks. Yesterday, they released Danny Etling, who had been with the team a year and a half, mostly on the practice squad. The Packers are back on the practice field this afternoon before they head to Cincinnati for a joint practice session and preseason game against the Bengals. I asked Matt LaFleur what's on the agenda.
Well, Monday we're going to have a little bit of a lighter practice. I think we're scheduled for about 90 minutes. On Tuesday, we'll slow it down. We'll walk through, and then it's travel to Cincinnati and go compete against a really good football team, one of the best teams in the National Football League.
And the U.S. women's soccer team upset at the World Cup after being eliminated by Sweden. America's Julie Ertz on the loss.
I think for me it's just emotional because it's probably my last game ever being able to have the honor to wear this crest, but it's an honor to represent this team, and I'm excited for the future of the girls.
That's Team USA's Julie Ertz. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we kick off every morning the way we like to with our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Hey, we got Paul back.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, feeling rested, Paul?
I am. Yes, I am feeling rested.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
A lot of practice, but you know, not too bad. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Paul, why don't we just hang out? You don't even have to do the weather. You just go ahead and get your bearings back. It's, you know, let you get in the swing of things here and everything.
I don't know if our listeners could do that,
James. I don't know. No. What does Mother Nature have in store for us, sir?
You know, it looks pretty quiet today anyway. We have kind of a sunshine, scattered clouds, a little haze as well. But otherwise, highs at about 82 with a north wind 5 to 15. 57 tonight, and then Tuesday, mid-80s, mix of clouds and sunshine. 60 on Tuesday night. Seeing a couple of those storm chances returning latter half of the week right now, Wednesday afternoon into evening. Chances for a couple showers or storms. And then again, Friday, better chance for some activity. So those kind of the highlight times for some shower storm chances. Otherwise, partly sunny Wednesday, a few afternoon storms possible. 86, 57 isolated storms Wednesday night. Sunny and 84 on Thursday. Back into better chances for showers and storms Friday, along with some partial sun. 80. So far the weekend, quite comfortable. Mid-upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Just a few spotty shower chances, but all in all, pretty comfortable with that weather pattern and extended outlook. So for August, not looking too bad, I don't think, at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that.
We're all right with that one.
Nice job. Yeah. You took a vacation, brought back a perfect forecast.
That's right.
We appreciate that,
yeah,
Paul.
I'd like to do that. Yeah.
We're looking forward to hanging out again tomorrow, sir. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks, you guys, too.
Bye, Paul.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trobley in the Weather Eye Weather Center.
It was nice of them to let him bring that forecast through customs. You know?
It was.
Not always something they do.
I want to certainly start off with catching up with everybody, seeing how everybody's doing. But we have to send a shout out to the last River Bottom fig plucker, Mr. Derek Allen Lind, for kicking off our morning.
Yeah.
And WIRI. Nice job.
Yeah, that was a blast. Mm-hmm. Derek, a wonderful guy. Like, just as good as a musician, just as good
genuine
of a person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's going to be on the air with us again.
Good. Like,
all these acts, I think they realize they're just a moment away or a contract away from being our house band. Yeah. I'm going to get a house band one day. We're going to have one.
One of these days. Going to happen.
They have to play for very little money. That's the problem. You know?
Yeah. We can pay you in Rafters tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
We can. We all had a busy weekend, it sounds like. Everybody had plenty going on. Let's go ahead and round table this and everything. How was everybody's weekend? Seth, you want to kick things off?
Beth and I on Saturday went to our final show down in Madison, the musical. It was six.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if many people are, you know, aware of that. Of course, it's about the six wives of Henry VIII. It's very different because it's basically it's kind of more of like a rock concert. You know,
okay, or I was going to say, it's show. Modernized,
there's,
right?
There's no intermission. It's just the six wives coming out. They sing, you know, they sing some songs together. Each of them has their own solo, and they interact in between and stuff. The band is on the stage, and it's very, very modern music kind of thing. You know, lots of electronic stuff in there. It was, I mean, some great tunes and stuff. But it was so strange. I didn't realize how popular this show was. When it's like you go to, you know, like, I'm gonna go look at this band called the Beatles. I wonder what they're all about. You know,
yeah.
There were people in costumes. Oh, wow. You know, cosplay going on, and it's, I mean, and there were people that, the moment anything started, there was screaming going on. I was wow, there are people who really know this show, so it was kind of interesting, you know, because I didn't know hardly anything about it going in.
Awesome.
Whoa!
So, were the characters in costume? Like period costume?
No. Sort of. So they have them, but they're very updated, you know. Okay. So they're very sparkly and spangly and, you know, that kind of stuff.
We're
so
a little rock band Victorian.
Much more like that. Okay. Yeah. So
I feel like that's what I would be like at a Taylor Swift concert. Like, I have no idea what's going on. And I think I know how big she is, but then I'd be at her concert. Like, people are literally losing their minds.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah.
It was very strange. The other cool, very funny thing about it, so we had a member of the congregation who we knew was also going to the show, the same show, everything. And so we're there and we're looking around to see if we could see her and stuff. It's like, well, we can't see her. So we had the same seats as we did, you know, the whole season. We got season tickets. So we're getting ready to our seats, and I look up there and I said, hey, Beth, I found her. She was sitting right next to Beth.
Oh, Jesus.
Seat right next to Beth.
Oh,
it was hilarious. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
There are no coincidences.
No.
That's too good. That's too good.
So it was
all
a lot of fun,
of
though.
Those
yeah.
seats. Wow.
Right on. Glad to hear it. And again, nice work on the gift. Great idea.
It lasted over a year from the last birthday.
It's a good
carryover. See?
Wow.
You know.
Well done.
Making sure to make these notes here of how the gift giving. All right. Very good to hear. And glad that you guys were back in. Good to have you with us. Melissa, how was your weekend?
You know, I had excellent seats at a baseball game.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
My first one ever. Oddly enough, it was in Wausau playing against the Raptors.
Yeah.
Which we won.
Yeah. That's right.
And I kept getting, you know, pushback from all the people that were also in. It was in like a party box. It was air conditioned.
Nice.
There was food.
Ooh. Oh, not all games were like that. Just so you know.
Yeah, okay. That's... Well, you know, I've been spoiled now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna expect
that
every time.
Yeah, I don't.
It was pretty sweet. But every time I'm cheering, they're like, "Who brought you?" Yeah. Well, she did.
Who put the ringer in here?
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was fun. And then we went outside because it was actually a really nice day yesterday, especially earlier in the day. And so then we got to sit out. On the balcony, I was right behind home plate.
Oh,
nice.
I couldn't have asked for a better seat.
No. Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. It was pretty cool. It was fun.
My first real baseball game I went to was a Houston Astro games in Houston, and we got the tickets late. They just happened to be playing the Chicago Cubs, the team that my father and his father and everything, their team of their youth. It's funny how that works out sometimes.
No, it was too perfect.
Would you go again? Would you go to a game again?
Yeah, I would. I think I would go in the stands too, because it was more fun to sit outside than to sit in the box.
That's usually the case.
The air conditioning.
Yeah.
I was like, because I didn't know what was going to. I was slathered with sunscreen. I had a hat. You know, I was ready to go. And then we get there, and there's air conditioning. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, right.
All this prep for
nothing.
This is
kind of a bummer.
Yeah. kind of wish it was a little hot. Yeah.
I mean, but I get a free drink. Okay. Well, we're good.
One of the things I find interesting about going to events like that, it's a music concert, it's a sporting event, you get kind of caught up in things. Even if you don't really care about the score or any of that, you kind of find yourself kind of getting into the moment. Did you do that?
More so when I got outside, because you can hear the crowd inside. There was the live stream going on the TV, but they were like a whole play behind. Mm. There was such a delay. I'm reacting to the stuff that's happening on the field,
right? Mm-hmm.
And the people in the box were kind of, I mean, they were watching, but they were also paying attention to the live stream, I think, a little bit more. So they're reacting to, I'm like, that happened a long time ago, guys. Get with the program here.
You just got
three across the plate.
And they'll always be right.
Yeah. Oh, is that cool? That's so good. Really happy to hear.
Yeah,
very,
it was
very
fun.
Happy to hear. And good on you also for, you know, I don't know about how you guys are about this, but if I'm, as much as my life is built on improv and adjusting and being in the moment, if I don't make plans, I don't tend to do stuff. and so when those last minute moment things kind of come up or whatever, or something that maybe is a little outside of your comfort zone or whatever you want to word it or anything, I admire that, man. That's awesome. That's very cool. And I need to do more of that stuff. I actually was talking to a couple listeners this weekend, or actually last weekend, that were saying something similar, like that this summer, her and her husband, that there was their big intention was like, we're going to do things that we're not used to doing and stuff. And they went to a rafter game, and that's cool. That's very cool.
Oh, and Saturday, I went to go see the stage testing of Lucette.
Yeah.
The interview that you guys did with Mary Beth Lorbecki and Owen Olsen. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was really cute. Mm. They did a good job. I think they had a smaller cast than they anticipated, so people played multiple roles.
Oh, nice.
So that was at like 10:30 in the morning in River Falls. Kind of thank goodness, because that's a 2-hour drive from our house.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they did a great job. It was fun to see that. And to our listeners, I'd say go back and listen to that director's cut of Lucette, because it's really great. And what they're doing with this show is going to be cool. They're taking it to Edinburgh, Scotland.
It's amazing.
In like a year.
Let's bring it full circle here. Yeah. The show that I was at on Saturday, that's where it started, was the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's, who knows where this can go?
Exactly.
Who knows how far high this show can go?
And the storyline is just beautiful. I mean, it goes the full gamut of, you know, starting, because it's the story of Paul Bunyan and Lucette, his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. but it brings it around to the land and being responsible and good stewards of our land, which is just awesome.
The work that they put into that show, I'm so happy for them. Yeah. I'm just so happy. And we got to thank you, Mel, because we wouldn't have known about it without you. And being able to interview and talk with them and stuff was one of our favorite shows.
It was
we had a blast with them. Be sure to check out that. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and find right from there our podcast and go ahead and listen to that show.
On Director's Cut.
Yeah. And while you're at civicmedia.us, be sure to be a part of the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. Where you take a selfie where you donate blood, upload it to Civic Media or any of your website, any of your social media. Mm-hmm. Use the hashtag Civic Pints. Be a part of this challenge. Might get yourself a chance to win some state fair tickets or brewer tickets, Civic Media gear. Encourage you to do that.
Wait. How was your weekend, James?
Dang it.
Nice try.
I was just a half away. I was just so close. I was going right to commercial break and Misty's menu and all that.
Yeah, no.
Actually, really good weekend. It was a very good weekend. Got a new tribe member. I have a new tribe member.
I heard it happening over the airways last Thursday.
I have a feeling that Madison over at the Humane Society, Melissa, Laura, my mother, like everybody knew before me. Everybody knew before I did that this rabbit and I were going to be bonded for life here.
Yeah.
So if you were listening Thursday to our Pet of the Week...
That pet has now been adopted.
Yeah. Where is my journalistic integrity with that? My radio integrity.
It's gone, man.
That the pet of the week I adopted. That feels.
Well, you talked about it every week up to now. It's about dang time you did it.
Yeah. Pretty much. his adopted name, the rabbit that I adopted. His adopted name is Squash. And while he's only 2 months, so if you wanted to change the name, you can. I kind of like the name, and I didn't really. I wanted him to be able to get used to his surroundings and everything, changing his name. I just thought that would work. But I want to make it a little bit of my own. So I got talking to him. And turns out we're both big music fans, which was really cool. We bonded over music.
Nice.
He is a huge reggae fan. So we got talking about it, and his name is now Peter Squash, after Peter Tosh. It's a nice tip of the hat to Peter Tosh. It's a Peter Squash.
He does got a little bit of a reggae look with that little fluff.
The lion's mane.
Yeah.
I go to my dad. I'm like, Dad, I own a lion. Like, I went, say, yeah, it's a lion, a rabbit. And I show him. He's like, it's pretty cool.
Is that a picture to size? Because, lion, rabbit.
Mini lion.
A little different there.
I was describing him. Like, oh, he's about, somewhere like 8-10 pounds or whatever. I go there. I get his numbers. He's 2.8.
Yeah, he's tiny.
Like, he's a little guy. I'm horrible with that stuff, with weight and measurements and everything. I'm bad with it. I do, all seriousness, do want to send a gigantic shout out to Madison Rafter and her team over at the Humane Society, mm-hmm. going over there first off. Madison, I'm not, she, I say it jokingly, but when you're good at what you do, you see these things. She saw a good connection with me and this rabbit, mm-hmm. and I trusted with that. I ended up meeting the rabbit, and boom, she's right. And I guarantee I am not the first time that has happened.
Yeah.
People in those positions, they're there not for the money, not for fame or these kind of things, but because
it's passion.
This is their calling.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's damn good at it, too.
Yeah.
She is.
And she brings great people over there. That staff, the Humane Society over there. I've been in a lot of Humane Societies. I've never been in one that smelled and felt that good, that was that welcoming, had that great of a vibe. It's nothing against any other Humane Societies, especially the ones we have around here. It's just they're really doing something over there.
I'm glad that he led with smell, because they're collecting shoes.
Oh.
Shoe us the
done.
Love.
Nicely done.
You can donate your gently worn, used, and new shoes at the Southwood County Humane Society, because they are using this to raise money, and it helps. You clean out your closet, you get some shoes over there to the Humane Society, and they can get those donated. They've extended it to the end of this month, August 31st.
You can find out more by going to swchs.com. If you want to drop those shoes off here, you can drop them off here. We'll make sure Madison
we'll
gets
get them.
Them
over there.
Mm-hmm. Be listening every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour for our Pet of the Week. We're looking forward to that. You can find out more again by going to swchs.com. Big gigantic good morning and thank you to our friend Madison Rafter, mm-hmm. and all the team over there at the Humane Society. I'm certainly a lot happier, and I guarantee you would be too.
He's a little Twitter pated.
Yes,
we're gonna talk a little bit more about animals, because we've got the dog park naming that I want to get to. We'll do that when we come back after Missy's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Don't forget as well, gang, 9 o'clock hour kicks off with the kitchens open.
It's a fun one today, folks.
Yeah, we got a good one lined up for you. All that coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
I like the idea of somebody trying to sneak the name in when he gives you the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's too long of a name, so you're still saying the name as he tries to continue to sing Ezekiel. Gotta fit it in there. Gotta get it in quick. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the game for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everyone. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. You can hit up any of our staff here. Email any of our staff with your birthdays and anniversaries. And of course, direct message us on Facebook. Just type in your search bar WFHR, like our page, and direct message us that way as well.
Mm-hmm. You can also just call in right now, 424-2600.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Otherwise, I need a one or a two. I'm going to, Seth, give me a one or a two here.
One today.
All right. Gives one. Us that qualifier. One. Oh, yeah. We get nice in the count. Oh, any reference to the count. I love it. So we want to first off wish a very happy birthday to Arnold Thompson.
Happy birthday, Arnold.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And a very, very special happy birthday to our good friend, Rachel Whitehair.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Long-time listeners will remember Rachel joining us for years here on Midday Magazine, a morning magazine at the time of what it was and everything. I enjoyed talking with Rachel so much. One of those people I would learn every time I talked to her, I'd learn something and take something from what she's done. And she's currently out there on the other side of the country working hard and doing some great work over in the Iowa area, I believe in the Idaho area.
Wow.
I get those I states mixed up.
Yeah, that's okay.
She's doing great work, though. We appreciate all the work that she put into this area. She comes back every once in a while.
Nice.
Enjoy, Rachel. Hope it's a great birthday for you.
Congratulations. You're our qualifier.
Nice.
Let's take a look at some celebrity names. Francesca Eastwood is 30. Clint Eastwood's daughter. You may remember her as Molly in Heroes Reborn. She also did a Western called Outlaws and Angels.
Well, of course she did.
Right. Now, she hasn't changed her last name out of pride, but she also hasn't used her last name to get herself work. And I admire that. I also don't know if she's able to pull that off as well as she would like to. Eastwood is not exactly the most the most common name.
Right, exactly.
But I don't begrudge her that. I admire what she's doing. Seth, I think we can make the argument the best baseball player in the game up until his teammate joined him. Mike Trout is 32 today.
I know. You go from being considered the hands-down best player in baseball, and then not only does this other guy from overseas come over and you know, like, steal your thunder, he's on your team, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Mike Trout, he's a really, you know, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was really thrilled about it. He doesn't care if people call him the best player in baseball. Can't he really
imagine.
Doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine it slows him down one bit. I think he cares more about playoff.
Oh, I think you're right.
He is amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that we're going to get to look back on and be like, oh, I got to watch him play.
Yep.
You know,
yeah. He's generational talent right there.
Yeah. One of the best actresses I have ever seen, I don't know if you all would agree, but Charlize Theron is 48 today.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
I've been a big, big fan of hers for a very long time. I went and watched to the movie theater and went to see The Devil's Advocate. I'm a big Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves fan, so I went to go see that. I came out of that movie being blown away by the lead female actress, a young actress named Charlize Theron.
Yes.
She, for me, stole that movie. I thought every scene she was in, she stole from Pacino or Keanu. She was just incredible. And some of the work that she has done since, the Oscar-winning performance Monster, which is one of the greatest acting performances I've ever seen in my life, a period, her work in that. I liked her in these action movies she's been doing, though. She did a movie for Netflix called The Old Guard, and it's not the greatest movie in the world. But I've never seen this in an action movie before where the chemistry of the actors, like, handing each other weapons and things, like the smoothness. It was like watching the Globetrotters.
Wow.
It was really good. And apparently it started with her. She and these other actors put time out of their day. They weren't paid for it or anything, to work together to get this down. That's the kind of actress she is.
Yeah.
She's one of these people that puts in the time, puts in the work, and it shows.
Yeah. I remember her from The Italian Job.
Yeah, good one. That's good. That's a sneaky good one.
And
like,
of course,
one.
The Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
Road Warrior. I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, she was good in that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road.
There you go. Thank you.
Michael Shannon is 49. Nelson Van Eldo on Broadwick Empire. General Zod in Man of Steel. Great.
6,000 other roles he's played. Very busy man. Very busy man.
Such a good character actor.
Yes.
Another good character actor, too. Harold Premu is 60 today. He was Michael on Lost, Link in The Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolutions. He's been in a couple of shows, too, like on Apple and some other ones. One of those guys, I believe, if you saw his face, you'd know who he is.
You'd be like, hey, isn't that?
Yeah.
And then you try to look him up and say, wait a minute, I know who that guy is.
I remember him from Oz. When he was on, he was in a wheelchair, and he was kind of the narrator of the show in a way. And he was so good in that role, I thought he was actually handicapped. I really did. Like, his performance was that good. Great actor. Let's see here. Also, we have to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. David Duchovny, 63, for Fox Mulder. He's played plenty of roles, had a really nice career, but it all comes back to X-Files and playing Fox Mulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. One of my favorite little bits of trivia about David Duchovny's before he went into acting, he was really close to getting, I believe, a PhD in literature. Wow. He started out as a writer. He's written novels and stuff like that. Huh. But then before he got into acting, and of course then that took up basically all of his time, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a very literary guy. Hmm. So
Wayne Knight is 68. Newman. Jerry. Wayne Knight, you'll remember, obviously, as Newman on Seinfeld, but he had a good role on the first Jurassic Park, I think.
Yeah, he was in that.
He played a good role. Well, I mean, he made a good bad guy.
But it's interesting to me, too, the role he had on Seinfeld, because even before that, he was a known actor as a character actor.
Yeah, exactly.
You may not have known his name, you didn't usually, especially on Seinfeld, they like to grab actors that you didn't recognize, that you didn't know oftentimes. Mm-hmm. He was a little more, popular.
He was a little more known.
More known. Fitz, though.
Yeah.
I think that as far as all the classic lines from that show, those two, that interaction right there, may be my favorite.
Because he's got so many good one-liners.
Yeah. And that show, certain shows, you're scraping the barrel, especially with comedies. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's going to be the villain? Who's going to be the bad guy? And it was kind of funny that he seemed like it on that show at times. But the way that they wrote the ending and everything, it feels like, oh, they were the bad guys the whole time.
Also, a shout out to his voice acting. He was the villain in Toy Story 2. He played the collector, the evil collector. So, mm-hmm. He's a very good voice actor.
He was
in
Tarzan. And don't forget Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, thank you. Right. Oh, I did forget. Oh, yeah, that's a good performance by him. Yes, nice reference, Mel. Yeah. Speaking of playing villains, Tobin Bell is 81 today. Jigsaw himself.
Oh.
Jigsaw from the Saw movies. Yep. Tobin did a couple of guest spots on some things. He did a comedy role once that he was pretty good in. Very good serious actor.
Yes.
Scary. Yes.
Scary actor.
He's one of those guys, the first Saw movie, mm-hmm. I thought that was very well written, and that was mm-hmm. a good movie. Everything good. After that was
Holy
just kind
of
like...
How many of them blood. Are there?
There's way too
many. Way too many.
I'll say this, though. I don't mind if they keep making those movies as long as he keeps getting a paycheck.
That's right. Keep him working, man.
I love seeing an actor that's in his 60s, I believe, when he gets that role.
Yeah.
And kind of feels like, oh, this is what my career is always going to be. This mm-hmm. is as high as I'll ever go or what have you. And then a performance like that in a movie like that blows up. And he's got that.
Man, you need to give those horror guys. You got to keep giving them work. You got to give your Robert Englund.
Absolutely.
I've seen him in something. Because he looks familiar to me. I have not seen any of the Saw movies, I can guarantee you.
Mm. Yeah, the first one is all you need to see. Yeah.
I don't need to see any of them.
Some people no longer with us. B.J. Thomas, born in 1942, just passed away a couple of years ago in 21.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
It's good. That's his big one. Carl Alfalfa Switzer, born in this day in 1927, passed away in 1959. Passed away young.
Way too young.
That's fun. That's interesting. He has a birthday here. When I was thinking of names for squash, mm-hmm. one of the names I thought of was Alfalfa because of his hair. Because of the way his hair is and stuff. That's funny.
It's nice.
Also, would have been celebrating a birthday. Billy Burke, 1884, passed away in 1970. She was Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Hmm.
She was one of the top stars, if you look back in the 30s and 40s, big British stage actress. She was a very good singer, a very good comic actress as well. Yeah. She was, if you ever get a chance, I've heard her on, she was a guest star on many radio shows of the period. She's funny. Hmm. She's got one of those, her voice is just one of those classic voices. Oh, love it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we've got the laziest time for workers we're going to get into. We'll talk about that.
Right now.
Right. We're all dragging.
Slump.
Just dragging. We're going to get a nap in while Melissa's news is playing.
So I get to work while you guys nap? Great.
We'll take turns.
That's usually what happens when Melissa talks. People go to sleep. So,
I'm
going to
throw my phone at you.
I missed you guys. We'll be back after Melissa's news here on Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin.
As UWSP is gearing up for the beginning of the school year, they are working to guarantee the campus is safe for students and staff. WAOW reports campus police are hosting a number of training seminars to be sure they are prepared for anything. Not only are they considering what actions need to take place during an emergency, they are looking at what needs to be done in the aftermath. With a number of mass shootings throughout the country, the university will host that training at some point in the future. Gas prices rose during the last week, but appear to have leveled off. The continued hot weather impacted refineries, causing the price of oil to go up. Wisconsin's average gas prices rose 4.3 cents per gallon in the past week. The average across the state is $3.60 per gallon, which is almost a quarter more than a month ago. GasBuddy analysts say the price of diesel is continuing to rise at a fairly strong pace. Production cuts in Saudi Arabia and the unknown hurricane season still to come may cause the price of gasoline to trend upward again soon. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's youth production of the original comedy Toasted premieres this weekend. They only have two performances, August 11th at 7 p.m. and August 12th at 2 p.m. This electric new comedy takes place in both the 1960s and the 1940s as a couple tries to solve their broken marriage by using a time machine created out of a toaster. Reminiscent of classic sitcoms from the 50s and 60s, this physical comedy will have you laughing at the irony that is love. There's comedy for the whole family in Toasted and a reminder of what love needs to keep from getting stale. The Rafters won in extra innings against the Woodchucks yesterday after a rally in the fifth inning to tie the game 3-3. The Woodchucks scored three runs in the bottom of the 10th, but couldn't overcome the Rafters' extra four runs across home plate. The game ended 7-6. The Rafters are now 17-13 for the second half of the season and still have a chance at the playoffs. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio station.
To everyone who believes family is what mealtime is all about, let our guest Emmy share what she loves about Culver's.
From the moment my family walked in, we knew Culver's was the place for us. There's just something nice about a cook-to-order butter burger and creamy fresh frozen custard that tastes like it was made just for you. But time with family, now that's what's really special.
Stop in and experience what mealtime means at Culver's.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We have been having a great morning. We got a concert this morning. We've been having fun. We're going to get into more stuff, too. 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with The Kitchen's Open. We've got a great one lined up for you today. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, we got a little bit of entertainment news. And in the 9 o'clock hour, our headline is The 10 Most Annoying Things We Always Forget. We're going to dive into that one. Bit of a what that ain't right story involved incorporated in that one, I think. So we'll have some fun with that. And we'll get into some local good stories of the day to wrap up our show. I actually wanted to get right to one of our good stories. And we've got a new dog park here in Wisconsin Rapids.
That's right.
Indeed.
We're very excited about this.
Yeah.
It is between 24th Street North and 25th Street North. The site does not yet have an address, but it will eventually.
Because it's not quite open yet.
Yeah. And we're really, as we're building up and getting ready for this to open, the City of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking names and input for naming the dog park.
Nice.
This is a really cool thing. Now until noon on September 1st, you can upload and send them the name that you have in mind. Go to wirapids.org/dogpark. You can do that also. You can drop off that name as well at Witter Park Aquatic Center, the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, or you can call up right here, 424-2600. Give us those names, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll make sure they get to the mayor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this would be a fun way and maybe even an easier way for you to go ahead. I mean, we know you're all listening to us anyway.
And you got a great idea for that dog park. You've just been holding on to it.
Call up.
Yeah. What is it, James?
I don't have one.
I thought you did.
I don't have one.
I do. I got one.
Okay.
It's going to be the dog park, but dog spelled D-A-W-G. The dog park.
Dog.
I like that. I like that.
I'm
dog
taking all the
diggity.
Worst ones, okay? Please don't really use
puns.
Those. I don't want you to use those.
It's hilarious. Like, that's the only one that's pitched, and that's what we end up with.
Dog.
No, like,
that's what it's
all like, Love Day, only less stupid, you know?
Yes, nice reference. If you want to get those to us, everybody, it's how you interact with us, 424-2600. Mm-hmm. You know, this show, the whole time we're on the air here, you can interact with us anytime. Call up 424-2600.
Poop, scoop, and run.
Oh, nice. Off the top of your head, was that? That's
yeah,
great.
Actually.
That's great. I like it. If anything, that's a good tagline underneath whatever it is. But I do think that Seth brought up a good point the other week. We are very fortunate that this area, some of the reason we're here are the Meads, are the Witters, are some of the integral, you know, legacy people and families in this community. And we always love being able to give respect to those. As a history nerd, I love seeing Witterfield or Mead Park or that sort of thing. But I think we've done a pretty good job of doing right by those families and those names.
Yep.
Now, if we end up naming the dog park the Mead Witter Dog Park or whatever, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's okay if we push ourselves creatively and come up with something maybe a little bit more noticeable.
Because it's a dog park. I think that gives people a little more leeway to be something more, maybe a little silly, a little bit fun. I think that's okay.
I think...
Come up with a better pun, Seth.
I think when you're looking at bringing people in your community, bringing people to your community, having people want to move to your community, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go ahead and throw it into your search engine. One of the most common themes is being dog friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Having a dog park opening up is only going to help our area economically and certainly population wise.
Yeah.
But it don't hurt to have a catchy name.
Mm-hmm. No, not
don't
at all.
Hurt. Doesn't hurt. So looking forward to this. Looking forward to seeing how this goes. And September 2nd or 3rd, whenever we get the, because what they're going to do is bring all these names and then put it out there to social media and let the kind of vote on it.
Vote on it, yeah.
Top of the pile.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah, that should be fun. Again, you can go to wirapids.org, wirapids.org/dogpark to upload those names, to send them to them. Of course, that's you can call up the station here too.
Pile Park.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little poop focused this morning, apparently.
That's all right, apparently.
That's all right. Pile Park, writing that one down.
I take it back. You're coming up with all the bad names. Yeah.
That's good. Let's be honest. No one is operating at peak efficiency all week long at work.
Except me.
Except Melissa, of course. There are some lulls, and Monday morning is one of them, but that is not when workers are at their laziest.
No.
Okay.
A new study used computers to determine when workers are the most and least productive. They looked at metrics and like typing speed, typing errors, and mouse activity, and it was comprehensive. The data was from almost 800 workers over the course of 2 years.
Cool. Wow. That's a pretty in-depth study, I'd say.
Interesting way to do it, too.
Yeah.
And in the end, they found that workers are the laziest and least productive in the office on Friday afternoons. Of course. Yeah.
It is just confirmed what we already knew, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Which all of us have experienced.
Mondays are also on the lower end.
Mm-hmm.
The study didn't specifically say when the workers are the most productive, but according to the data, the general trend is for workers to be more productive as the week goes on before dropping off at the end of the week. Mornings are also better than afternoons, so it's probably safe to say that workers are the most locked in Wednesday and Thursday mornings.
Wednesday and Thursday.
So in all those heavy projects, wait until Wednesday or Thursday. No. I have to say that I, because you, the three of us have, are where this conversation originated for me, where I, our whole lives, we've heard about a 4-day work week, the idea of it, but it's usually in sci-fi novels or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Future 3025.
Yeah. But in the time that the three of us have been able to hang out and do this show together and everything, we've talked about this probably more than other.
It's actually happening in other countries.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
And I've really come around on this. I didn't think that we would ever in our lifetimes, maybe even not in our children's lifetimes, see a 4-day work week. But man, it just seems like we're getting closer and closer to this. And with the way we are with analytics, not just in sports, but just in general, I got to think that there are some people up there, like in higher positions, seeing this and seeing, well, why? Because it's not just that workers want less time at work. If I'm an owner of a company, I'm paying people Friday afternoon for what? What am I paying them for? Well, you know,
push paperclips around.
Yeah. I mean, it's more efficient to me if I bring in workers that are fresher. And maybe I'd have this 3-4-day work week. You know, it seems pretty efficient to me to be able to have people in when they're going to be most productive. Now, this article does a good job, I think, but it also, I hope people in their heads can shift this stuff. Not everybody works Monday through Friday, has the weekends off. More jobs than not aren't like that. So being able to work with your team and the schedule and, hey, this person's, they're Wednesdays this day, they're Wednesdays that day. I think we have a better way of doing that if we have a 4-day work week.
I wonder if we're heading to the time where the whole week-weekend dichotomy is starting to go away.
I wonder about that, too, sometimes.
If we're going to do a 4-day work week, that means that people will be on, you know, staggered shifts, you know, like kind of thing, because you still need people for all these jobs, and they're still going to be going. So it's just going to be a different way of doing it. And I wonder if that, because there's obviously some people that got to work on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever.
Well,
and so I wonder if that's going to be, how that's going to work out, if it's going to be less about, you know, working to the weekend. James touched on it. You know, even now, more and more jobs are less, you know, to the work week. So I wonder if it's just going to become just days, you know, I mean, we're not even going to differentiate between specific weekends. Yeah, maybe at some point we're not even there anymore.
Well, because when you work, especially people who work shift work, they're not even awake when everybody else is awake.
Exactly.
You know,
there's that too.
So then you have to schedule your things with other people anyway. So I don't know. That's an interesting idea there, Seth.
One way or another, we're getting closer and closer to a decision, I think, having to be made. I don't think this is going to be an overnight thing. This
no,
is going to be
it's
a
gonna
slow
be company
burn
by company.
Yeah.
As they see the, oh, I can get more out of my workers in 4 days than I can out of five and pay them the same amount of money, but have more production done? Well, heck yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Seth and I are going to talk about this during Playmakers today from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us for that every Monday, 3 to 4, Playmakers. The Big Ten, the college football is playing musical chairs right now with all these schools going to different universities and everything.
Yeah.
It's funny, over the weekend, Melissa, like 8 schools like made different decisions and are going across the country, all this, but everything was waiting on Arizona. Like everybody was waiting for Arizona to make a decision. All these decisions were pretty much already made behind the scenes, but they were waiting for one school to do that. I think similarly, Amazon does something like this. Nike does something like this. McDonald's does something like this.
Amazon will be the last one to join, but I see your point.
No, but and I felt it as soon as it came out of my mouth. You're so right. But it'll take that. Mm-hmm. To your point, it'll take that for this to all, wait a minute, they're doing it? Sure, well, we'll do it too. And I think we will see this happen.
It's kind of a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling? Almost broken too.
Lucky this whole song isn't part of the bumper, everybody. I just let it keep playing.
We lost James for a minute there.
Yeah, just let it keep playing. I was 8 years old again. Welcome back to the morning show, NWFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We'll take it to the top of the hour, get you some CBS News. After that, we'll have the Kitchens Open, our fantastic segment that Melissa does an amazing job with, a week in, a week out. Looking forward to that. Have some entertainment news. And don't forget, before we wrap up, we're going to get into the 10 most annoying things we always forget. Don't let me forget that, though.
Just like to make your Monday morning great.
In all honesty, I have actually been forgetting that. I've had this article since July 3rd. I've had this since July 3rd. I keep forgetting the 10 most things that we
are Isn't that annoying?
It's very annoying. It's very annoying. Didn't get a great night's sleep? Just lie to yourself and everything will be okay.
That's what I've been doing all morning.
That's what I've been doing my whole life. Just
oh, wow.
Just lying to yourself, it might work. A new study found that when it comes to your mood, thinking you got a good night's sleep might matter more than actually getting a good night's sleep. Researchers in England used Fitbit-style monitors to track people's sleep patterns. Then they compared the data to notes each person kept about how restful their sleep felt and how moody they were the next day. It turned out that when they thought they got a good night's sleep, they were more likely to be in a good mood. And if they thought they didn't sleep well, they were more likely to be in a bad mood all day. Obviously, it would be pretty hard to trick yourself into thinking you slept well when you know you didn't. But the info could still be useful in another way. If you woke up feeling like you didn't sleep well, but then checked a sleep tracker that said you did, it might improve your mood and prevent you from waking up on the, quote, wrong side of the bed.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Mind That's over matter. Yeah.
We've kind of touched on this a bit already. When it comes to other topics, I mentioned before, I had a guidance counselor in middle school who told me, you know, when I was struggling with confidence and all this, look in the mirror, do this for a week, look in the mirror and say, looking good today, James, or something like that. Do it every day and just see how you feel. See if it helps your confidence. And I tried the first couple of days, felt silly as all get out. But by that fourth day, something felt different. By that fifth day, something felt different. And to this day, I do that every once in a while. And even I, one of the least confident human beings in the world, feel a little bit better about myself and feel a little more confident. I think of that with this just a little bit. It's not the same thing, but I see a kinship there with that. Mm-hmm. The idea of mind over matter truly is a thing. If you don't mind, it don't matter. Satchel Paige.
So you just need to program a thing into your phone that pops up every morning. You slept well.
Yeah. I've always been curious about that because, first of all, I want to say the since Beth uses a Fitbit tracker, not the most accurate thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes if you're like, sometimes she's sitting back watching TV, relaxing, and it says, oh, you fell asleep because she's so relaxed at that point. You know?
Interesting.
So sometimes it gets a little wonky with that kind of thing. But I wonder, you know, because we really don't know unless, you know, you wake up a lot in the middle of the night and you know you're not getting that good sleep.
Yeah.
You don't really know how well you sleep because, well, you're asleep at the time. So it's fascinating to me that you have something now that can measure, you know, quote unquote, how good you sleep. And that's got to have if someone says, you know, oh, wow, what a night, and they look at their thing, oh, you know, my sleep score was, you know, 92 or something like that, and it's like, oh, I guess I slept pretty good. That may have an effect.
Yeah,
I really think it does.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, there's always coffee.
My very temporary solution.
Oh, yes.
My nana, I mentioned before, my nana was a nurse, and they, when I first moved up here, they were really worried about the fact that I just didn't sleep. and they took me to a research place, and I talked to a great gentleman in Madison, and one of the things that I remember him talking about, and really speaks highly with this article, was how important it is that, well, you think you got a good night's sleep, but your body is going to tell you whether you did or you didn't. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel like you got a good night's sleep, you can still have a good day. Like, I thought it was as a young person, it was really big to me to hear this guy, this, you know, person that I really thought was really cool and had all these initials in front of his name and everything like that, saying,
wow, science dude.
And I like science and all that. And here he was telling me something that basically had nothing to do with science. It was more so about, like,
attitude.
Yeah. Like, do you choose your mood? You choose you fill your cup. Nothing else can.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. Very helpful as I went older. Didn't help me with sleep much. Gotta be honest.
You learned some stuff, it wasn't about that. Yeah.
It was more of life learning. It was more life learning.
We all need that.
It's true.
But I do think that there's a really almost borderline superpower to this, though, because chances are, no matter if you're the greatest sleeper of all time, you're going to have some bad nights. You're going to have nights where you don't sleep that good.
Yeah, it happens.
And more than likely, that'll happen on a day that you actually need good sleep and you've got a big day ahead.
Of course, that's when it happens, because then you lay there and go, oh, man, I got all this stuff to do tomorrow and I need to sleep. Can
and
I
it
sleep,
actually
sleep,
keeps
sleep,
you
sleep,
awake.
Sleep,
yeah, sleep, yeah, that's
sleep.
Right.
I need to sleep.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or still going to try my hardest to be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing. Yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. It keeps me going. Keeps me going.
You Happy know? To see you, James. I love cracking him up like this. He can't even talk.
I know.
It's the best.
We should try to do a whole hour. Okay.
We should.
He'd be dead.
Can we do that? He would, but maybe he'd sleep.
Yeah.
Maybe. My favorite comedy always has a little bit of truth in it.
Yeah.
Tune in next hour for a little bit of truth and the kitchen's open.
It's going to be good stuff.
Oh, goodness.
While you're doing that, go ahead and we encourage you to look into your local area, wherever you're at, and see where there are blood donation opportunities.
Yes, indeed.
We want everybody to be a part of this challenge. We want that so badly. We're keeping it going through the month of August,
mm-hmm.
The Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We have two dates coming up in August here. I don't have them in front of me. Here we go. Wisconsin Rapids, the 15th at McMillan Library. Mm-hmm. And then I'm pretty sure that there are two additional dates at that are going to be at the
East Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, through the Blood Center.
We will let you know about those when we get those details for you. But you go ahead into any of these opportunities, like the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have opportunities there. Take a selfie when you get your donation. Upload that picture to all of your social media, or you can go to civicmedia.us and upload it there. Use the hashtag CivicPints.